ये वाक्य है कम मीट ऑल द चिल्ड्रन ऑफ द वन लैंड द ओरिजिनल लैंड यू नो दैट लैंड डोंट यू यू ऑल नो हाउ लवली दैट वन लैंड इज डू यू नॉट Bab Dada has also come from that one land to meet all the children. Bab Dada has also come to meet all the children from that one land. Children are happy to meet the father, and the father is happy to meet the children. Today, Bab Dada Today, Bab Dada is seeing all his children in their six forms. Especially, it is the five forms. And this is why there is the memorial of the five faced Brahma, so five faces of Brahma, the five forms of the children are depicted by the five faces of Brahma. You know about your five faces, don't you? You know about your five forms, do you not? The first form of everyone is of a point of light. This is your first form, a point of light. Has this point of light come in front of you? It is such a lovely and sparkling form, point of light. So that's your first form, sparkling. Lovely and sparkling form. The second form is your deity form. Second form is your deity form. And that form is also so lovely. And unique. That form is also so lovely and unique, the deity form. The third form is the midi form, the worthy of worship form. The fourth form is the confluence aged Brahmin form. That form is also so great and the fifth form is the angelic form. All these five forms are so lovely. All these five forms are so lovely. Point of light, deity form, worthy of worship form, Brahmin form, and angel form. Today, Bap Dada is teaching you children the exercise for the mind. Because the mind because the mind sometimes pulls you children towards itself. So today, Bap Dada is teaching you the exercise to make your mind constant and stable throughout the day. Exercise with these five forms. And whatever form you think about, experience that in your mind. throughout the day, exercise with these five forms, and whatever form you think about, experience that in your mind. For example, when you say point of light, the moment you say that point of light, that sparkling form, comes in front of you. In the same way, bring all these five forms in front of you and experience the forms. In every hour, in every hour, perform this drill for 5 seconds. In 5 seconds, every hour, perform this drill. If not 5 seconds, then 5 minutes. Bring each form in front of you and experience it. Keep your mind busy in this spiritual exercise. Then, because of this exercise, your mind will always be good, okay. Just as physical exercise keeps the body healthy, just as physical exercise keeps the body healthy, in the same way, this exercise of the five forms will keep your mind strong. Even for, bring that form in your mind, even for 1 second, if possible. Do you feel that this is easy, or do you find it difficult? You will not find it difficult, because you have performed this exercise many times. You have done it in every cycle. To bring your own form in front of you is not difficult at all. To bring your own form in front of you is not difficult at all. The moment you bring each form in front of you, you will experience the speciality of that form. As you bring each form in front of you, you will experience the speciality of that form. Some children say, that they want to experience the same five forms. But sometimes again, the mind goes away in another direction. Sometimes some children say that they want to experience the same five forms, but the mind sometimes goes away in another direction. And as a result, instead of concentrating your mind on one thing for as long as you want, wasteful or incorrect thoughts also enter. When you are trying to concentrate on any of the forms, sometimes there is also carelessness of the mind. The mind becomes careless and it is not possible for you to experience that form. So, Bap Dada wants you to experience this exercise for 5 seconds or 5 minutes. Every hour. So every hour you should experience these 5 forms for 5 minutes or for 5 seconds. Do this for 5 minutes and then make your mind work in that direction. It is good to move along in that way, is it not? Then engage yourself in your work, whatever you are doing, because you do have to do your work, is it not? You cannot move along without doing your work, whatever responsibility you have, your lucky thing, you have to do it. All of you are doing service of the Yajna. And world service. All of you are doing service of the Yajna and also world service, which you are doing and you have to keep on doing it. After performing this five minutes drill, engage yourself in whatever other work you are doing. Even if it is for 5 seconds, so you can exercise for 5 seconds or 5 minutes, it's up to you. But is there anyone who says that he doesn't get even that much time? Raise your hand if there's anyone who says, I don't have time to do even for 5 minutes or 5 seconds. No one? Is there anyone who says he doesn't have any time to do this exercise for 5 minutes or even 5 seconds? No, there was no one. So all of you can find the time, is it not? So repeatedly perform this exercise. So repeatedly perform this exercise. And you will become intoxicated while doing your work. You'll become intoxicated while doing your work. Because it is the Father's mantra. It's the Father's mantra that you have to be Manmanabha. Keep your mind in me. So, by using this mantra during the experience of the mind, your mind will become a weapon for you to become a conqueror of Maya. Baba's rhyming was mantra and yantra. Yantra means it's a weapon. So your mind will become a weapon for you to become a conqueror of Maya, because Bab Dada has told you that as time progresses, Bab Dada has told you that as time progresses, you will have to, as time progresses, such situations will arise that you will have to put a stop in 1 second. You will have to put a stop in 1 second. That is, you should not then think further about that. Just full a stop. Put a full stop. By doing this exercise, you will receive help in becoming Manmanabhava. You will receive help in becoming Manmanabhava because Bap Dada has seen that whenever you give a lecture or give a message to someone, then what do you say? What do you say when you give a lecture or giving a message to someone? You say that, you say that we are the ones who will transform the world. You say that we are the ones who will transform the world. Since you are going to transform the world, first of all, First of all, for that, make your mind so powerful, that it is able to have only those thoughts which you want to have at that time. So that you're able to have only those thoughts which you want to have at that time. Order it in a second. Just as you order the physical, just as you order your body and the physical organs, don't you? For example, you say, raise your hand, lower it. Raise your hand, lower your hand. You do this, don't you? So you order your hand, raise it and lower it. You do it, don't you? In this way, your mind, if you order your mind, then it will be saved from anything wasteful or incorrect. Your mind will be saved from anything wasteful or incorrect if you order your mind in this way. You are the master of your mind, aren't you? You say, my mind. Don't you? You say, my mind. So, my mind. So, when you say, my mind, that means it's yours. So, that mind should remain in order to this extent. And that is why you have been shown this exercise of the mind. You have been shown this exercise of the mind. Bab Dada has seen that every child Bab Dada has seen that every child wants to become a conqueror of the mind and so a conqueror of the world. And this is why before the crucial times come, the crucial time comes, you have to practice You have to practice. You have to practice easily stabilizing your mind wherever you want. So today, Bab Dada wants every child wants every child to become so powerful that his mind should think whatever he wants to think. And then his mind, intellect and sanskars follow his orders. Those who have this practice, will definitely become the conquerors of the world. You will definitely become the conquerors of the world if you have this practice of making your mind, intellect and sanskars follow your orders. You all have love for Bap Dada and the Divine Family, don't you? Everyone has love for Bap Dada in the family. The children have love for the father. The children have love for the father, and the father has even greater love for the children, much more love than what the children have for the father. Baba say, the father has even greater love for the children. Children have been very clever by saying mera baba, my baba. You have made him belong to you. You have made him belong to you. Each child says with this faith, each child says with this faith, Mera Baba, my Baba. And the father too says, my child. This word mine has performed wonders. This word mine, my Baba, my child. So mine has performed wonders. Each one of you has so much enthusiasm in your heart. My Baba, lovely Baba, and the father also repeatedly says, my children, my children. Even if there is any war, even if Maya can wage a war against you at any time, because you have made Maya belong to you for half the cycle, have you not? So Maya would also have that love for you, would she not? Because you have had love for Maya for half a kalpa, so she also has love for you. And therefore Maya tries to come to you. Maya tries to come to you. However, when you say, my Baba, from your heart, the moment you say, my Baba, from your heart,
Baba,
you receive the Father's cooperation. You say my Baba from your heart just once. And the Father then is, the Father then is bound to give you a a thousandfold powerful cooperation. Thousandfold powerful cooperation. You have this experience, do you not? But what you have to do, simply put this experience, into a practical form at the right time. So what you have to do is simply put this experience into a practical form at the right time. Bhagdada, Bhagdada, Bhagdada is amused. And he smiles in his heart, seeing one thing of the children. What does he see? Do you know what he sees, which makes him get amused, seeing that one thing of the children? All of you say, that Baba is everything for me. Baba is my world. You say this, don't you? That Baba is my world. Baba is my world. You say this, don't you? Those who say that, yes, Baba is my world. Baba alone is my world. Raise your hand. If you say Baba is your world. Baba is your world. Acha. Baba is your world. You do not have any other world, do you? Baba alone is your world. You do not have any other world. But what else do you have? You may not have another world, but what else do you have? Your sanskars. Since the Father is your world, you do not have any other world, then there isn't another world. So how are the sanskars born? Because everything is Baba, your world, so from where do the sanskars come? How are the sanskars born? Nowadays, according to the time, Bab Dada wants you to erase the word sanskars. According to the time, now Bab Dada wants you to erase the word sanskars. Can it be erased? Can the sanskars be erased? Can it? Those who think that the sanskars cannot become an obstacle. Those who say that their sanskars cannot become an obstacle and are able to have this determined thought that my sanskars can never become an obstacle. So those with this determined thought, who can even today make this determined effort, you definitely have to finish the sanskars. That I have to finish the sanskars. Not that I will do it later, or I will think about it, I will see if I can do it. No. You should not think in this way, but you should think, I definitely have to do it. The duty of sanskars is to come. They will come. It is the duty to come. And the duty of you children is to finish them definitely. So duty of sanskars is to come, and the duty of you children is to finish them definitely. So definitely finish them. Do you have this much courage? Do you have this much courage? You raised your hand even before, but now you have to check. So you raised your hand earlier too, but now check. Check whether you are doing everything practically according to the thought that you had created. Is everything happening practically according to the thought you had created? Those who feel that the Father said something, that is the Father's duty to give an aim, and the children's duty is to definitely to do it what the Father asked for, that you must fix the date for this, you know, that you will do it, whatever the Father says. Just as the devotees have fixed a date, is it not, that on this such and such day, we will celebrate Shivratri. So to fix a date for this, okay, it may not be possible to fix one date for all of you, then each one of you can at least fix a date for yourself. Each one fixes his or her own date. Can you do this? Can you do this? Raise your hand again if you can do it. If you can do it, but then did you do it? Did you do it? Okay. Have you fixed this date? Did you fix your date? Those in front, did you fix your date? Now whatever date you have fixed, you write that date and give to Bap Dada, that Baba, by this day, on this date, I'll finish all my sanskars, old sanskars. Bap Dada will surely see how brave you are, and then pass you in your paper, and then Baba will sing a song, "Why, wah, Bap, wah, children, wah," when you show your bravery and fix your date. Bap Dada will celebrate your ceremony. The one who has made a determined thought and accordingly did it in the practical form, Bap Dada will celebrate the ceremony. Because there would definitely be a difference. Gradually would be ready, whatever date you have fixed, as you progress towards that date, you will come closer, will you not? The difference will come in you, won't it? So Bap Dada, so according to the date you have fixed, of finishing the sanskar, of that one, Bap Dada will have a ceremony. So Bap Dada will have a ceremony for those who become complete according to the date. So when you bring this change in you, those who observe you will verify it. Will verify it because they will come in your connection, won't they? Sanskars do emerge, you know, when you come in contact with someone, don't they? So they will come to know that you have brought this transformation in you because they see the change in you. Why is Bap Dada saying this? Because Bap Dada had noticed that every child has this pure intoxication, that every child has this pure intoxication that I am Master Almighty Authority Soul. I am Master Almighty Authority Soul. Each one has this pure intoxication. You are masters, are you not? You are masters, are you not? Since you are Master Almighty Authorities, then once with all these powers, you will definitely be able to fulfill any thought you create, because that is also a power, is it not? Okay. Now, those who have come for the first time today, first time in this Kalpa, stand up. Those who have come for the first time in this Kalpa, stand up. Oh, so many. Bab Dada is congratulating you. Congratulations. Congratulations, congratulations for coming to Madhuban. Bab Dada still feels. Bab Dada still feels. That you have come before the board of too late has been put up. And therefore the whole family and of course Bab Dada has this pure hope. That has this pure hope that you will constantly make double effort. And go fast, even though you have come last. Do you have this courage? All those who have come for the first time today, Bab Dada is asking you, do you have this courage that even though you have come last, you will go fast and come first? You come in the first number. It's not that there will be only one who will come first. It is coming in the first class. So there will definitely be many. Is this possible? Those who think that you can go fast and come first, raise your hand. So raise your hand if you think you can go fast and come first. You have to have faith in yourself first. Do you have that much faith in yourself? So you must have faith in yourself that yes, although I've come last, I will go fast and come first. Okay, now what is to be done? So Muniben says, that is the turn of Delhi and Agra to serve. So it's the turn of Delhi and Agra. We have come here to serve. All those of Delhi and Agra, stand up. It's nearly the whole class, the whole gathering, because... No, first Delhi, Agra sit down, only Delhi stand up. So those of Delhi, stand up. Bab Dada has heard that from the beginning Delhi has been doing new things in service. So Bab Dada has seen that from the beginning Delhi has been doing new things in service. You have done this. You have done new service, have you not? But now create a new invention for service. Create a new invention for service. The lectures and programs that you have been having up to now are good. They are good. Because expansion takes place through that. And people come into relationship with you. So whatever is happening now is good. But these programs have now been going on for a long time. You have been doing these programs for a long time now. But what you have to do now, create something new so that those who are doing service now have some new zeal and enthusiasm to do something new. You'll do this, will you not? You will do this, will you not? It is good. So create enthusiasm in everyone and make them busy in that. Create enthusiasm in everyone and make them busy in that. Acha. Those from Delhi should also claim number one in effort. You should also claim number one in effort. Bab Dada said this a long time ago, that any center, whether in this land or abroad, in any center, and the centers in connection with that main center, any center, whether in this land or abroad, and the centers in connection with that center should remain free from obstacles for 6 months. Should remain free from obstacles for 6 months. No obstacle should come. Free from obstacles. So if you claim number one, if you claim number one in this, Bab Dada will celebrate a day for being free from obstacles. Baba will celebrate for that center. Bab Dada is telling you to do this for 6 months. To do this for 6 months, and when you have had 6 months of practice, that habit will be formed of not having any obstacles. However, in order for you to claim a prize, Baba is giving you 6 months. What number will Delhi claim? Will you claim first number? Bab Dada is pleased. The whole family is also pleased. Those who are content should be revealed, whether in service or in the disciplines, whatever disciplines which are there to be maintained, whether in service or in the disciplines that have been created. You have to be content. Bab Dada has asked for names, but as yet no names have come. Bab Dada had talked about zones, which zone is free of obstacles, but no one sent any name. So Baba said, okay, if not the zone, even if the centers in connection with the main centers do this, even if the centers in connection with the main center do this, Bab Dada will accept that too. You have to take steps quickly. Baba wants you to take steps quickly. Why? Why Baba saying to take quickly? Why? Because anything can happen suddenly. Anything can happen suddenly. Baba will not give a date. So Baba has already warned, anything will happen suddenly. You won't be informed beforehand. Acha, okay, those from Delhi can sit down. Okay, now next group, Agra zone.
Baba Agra wale bhi aaye
hain. Agra.
Agra
mein sab zone hai. Agra. All those from Agra sub zone, stand up. So many have come from Agra sub zone also. Agra has to perform such a task or such service so that Agra, which is very well known in the government list, because it has the Taj Mahal, you know, so Agra is very famous for that. So Agra is very well known in the government list. So those from Agra should find such service through which the Almighty government becomes well known. You know, India is well known for its wonder of the world, Agra, Taj Mahal. So Baba is saying the Almighty government should become world well known because of the service Agra does. Just as there is, do you have any hopes? Just as there is a Taj Mahal in Agra, so do something in the same way. There is hope. Okay, congratulations for that hope. But how long will you take? How long, in how much time will you do it? And what will you do? Now perform such a task. Think about it. Sit at Amrit Vela and think about it, and you will have one touching or another. Okay, is that all right? Okay, teachers, raise your hand. There are so many teachers of Agra zone. So perform a wonder. Bap Dada is telling all the children, do something. Baba is telling all the children, do something new now. Do something new now. Whatever has been happening till now is good. But now perform a wonder. Bap Dada is telling all the children, do something new. According to the time, create a new invention. Any zone can do it, but do something new. Bap Dada loves every child. And he also knows each child's speciality. Bap Dada loves each child and he also knows each child's speciality. Each one definitely has a speciality. But some use it for a task, whereas in some it remains hidden. So some use it and some don't, so it remains hidden. And this is why the father is saying that every child is lovely and long lost and now found child. The father now wants you to keep flying and make others fly. Keep flying and make others fly. Now turn for double foreigners. Okay, Agra, sit down. Now double foreigners turn. Many double foreigners have come. Double foreigners. Baba is telling them, stand up. Okay, double foreigners, all stand up. All double foreigners, stand up. All stand up quick. Double foreigners always experience themselves to be, specially long lost and now found by the Brahmin family and Bap Dada. Why? You are to the extent that you are physically far away according to your country, to that extent, in contrast, you are close to Bap Dada's heart. So you are close to Bap Dada's heart to the extent that you are physically far away. according to your country. This is a specialty. When you say Baba, when you say Baba, your face, at that moment becomes absorbed in love of the Father. Is so much absorbed in love of the Father, and on seeing this, Father is so pleased. So Father is so pleased on seeing how when you say the word Baba, your face becomes absorbed in Baba's love. And you have another speciality. And what's that speciality? That your speciality is that you maintain courage in observing the disciplines of Bharat. You maintain courage in observing the principles of Bharat. You keep courage. In the beginning, I used to feel that this is the culture of Bharat. You know, our culture is different. This is the culture of Bharat. But Bab Dada has seen that you now say, we all belong to Bharat. We are the original Jews of Bharat. We are originally of Bharat. You have the intoxication of belonging to Bharat. Bharat is the capital, no? It will become the capital in the future. So Bharat is the capital that is imprinted in your hearts well. You have done until now, you have done very good service. So, up to now, you have done very good service, and now, nowadays, Baba has seen that you also keep the aim of serving the places near you, which has not been served, and you are aiming to serve those places also where service hasn't happened up to now. And as a result, many places have been successful where you have been able to do service there. It is like that, is it not? You are doing service, are you not? Those who are serving those places around them, raise your hands. It's good. Bab Dada is pleased with you. Okay, you may sit down, double foreigners. Okay. All the children from everywhere. Are the children who are specially loved by the Father's heart. Each of you children repeatedly brings and has to bring and has to bring this aim into your awareness. That I have to make intense effort. I have to make intense effort. And reveal the Father. And reveal the Father. So that everyone's heart says, my Baba has come. My Baba has come. Such thoughts of zeal and enthusiasm, such thoughts of zeal and enthusiasm are reaching Bab Dada nowadays. So children are saying that, and your thoughts of zeal and enthusiasm are reaching Bab Dada nowadays. Majority of you have the zeal and enthusiasm in your heart. Majority of you have the zeal and enthusiasm in your heart. Bab Dada's desire, Bab Dada's desire is that this message now has to reach everyone as quickly as possible. This is Bab Dada's desire, that this message that Bab Dada has come has to reach everyone as quickly as possible. No one should be deprived. Each one should claim something or the other as his inheritance. Even if not liberation in life, at least they should claim the inheritance of liberation with love. They should claim the inheritance of liberation with love, if not liberation in life. Because the Father has to give an inheritance to everyone. Has to give an inheritance to everyone. However, as many you enable to receive their inheritance, to that extent, you will claim the inheritance of a right to a kingdom in your kingdom. You will claim the inheritance of a right to a kingdom in your kingdom. Lots and love of love and blessings from Bab Dada to all the children. Lots and lots of love and blessings from Bab Dada to all the children from everywhere. Acha, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Acha.
खुशियों का सब संसार मिलता है
तुम्हारी याद में खुशियों का सब संसार मिलता है
तुम्हारा प्यार ओ बाबा
So, Baba has taken leave. This is the murli of 30 November 2010. 30th November 2010. We children say, my Baba. Baba says, my children. And also, what efforts we have to make. Baba has...
आदरणीय दादी रतन मोहिनी जी से आज के शुभ अवसर पर वरदानी बोल सुनेंगे
We will hear from रतन मोहिनी दादी नाउ
दादी जानकी जी शरीर स्वास्थ्य के लिए डॉक्टर्स ने उनको कहा है कि आप
So doctors have told दादी not to speak
गुलजार
दादी जी दादी जानकी बहुत आर्विकास And Dadi Janki has been told not to speak because when she said, she speaks with so much force. You know, so Dadi Baba is, the doctor saying,
really
silent.
अभी 15 मिनट के लिए बैठेंगे दादियों जैसे और वरिष्ठ भाइयों से हम वरदानी बोल सुनेंगे और हॉल में आप सबको खास प्यारे बाप दादा की तरफ से टोली मिलेगी कोई मिस नहीं
ऑल ऑफ यू आर गोइंग टू गेट टोली फ्रॉम बाप दादाज होम नो वन शुड गेट अप ऑल दोस हु आर स्टैंडिंग प्लीज सिट डाउन वी विल हियर फ्रॉम रतन मोहिनी दादी
सभी भाई मेरे बैठे रहेंगे कोई भी उठेंगे नहीं आप सबको अभी टोली मिलेगी
All of you are going to receive Tuli. Nobody should get up before getting Tuli. So a few words from Dadi Ratan Mohini Ji. This huge gathering here, we can feel how close the end is coming, how close the end is coming, and Baba is preparing us to face the end. And all have this one desire that now whatever Baba has already given to us, we should become the form of that, experience that, and take full inheritance from the Father. The more we hear from Baba and the more we imbibe all that in us and the more we give Baba's introduction to others, give this knowledge to others, we can make more and more souls get the attainments as much as possible. So as you are experiencing, you have to give this experience to others as well. So, how much time more is left? It seems that now this world is going to change very soon and our new world is going to come in this world. Our new kingdom is going to come soon. So, whatever Baba has told us today, we have to churn that well and become so worthy of that, so that whoever looks at us gets a vision of the Father from us. Okay, seeing such a huge gathering, I'm so happy. So much enthusiasm the children have. We can see how each one is coming and claiming the Father's inheritance at the right time. So, you heard Baba's versions, and now you have to bring them in you in a practical form. So with that, we will fulfill the hopes of Baba and become as Baba wants us to become. Om Shanti.
वरदानों से भरपूर किया
लेकिन
हॉल में जो सेवाधारी भाई बहने ध्यान दें जो भी जा रहे हैं सबसे निवेदन है कि 15 मिनट के लिए बैठे क्योंकि अभी हम आदरणीय
नाउ वी आर गोइंग टू हियर फ्रॉम आवर सीनियर ब्रदर्स
सुनेंगे इसलिए कोई
मेरे भाई भीष्मन भाई
अब इसके बाद हम सुनेंगे आज के इस शुभ दिवस पर भ्राता निर्भय जी से वरदानी बोल और सभी भाई बहने बैठ जाएं, बैठ करके टोली ले कोई भी आवाज नहीं करे हॉल की ड्यूटी वाले सभी को बिठा दें कोई भी आवाज नहीं करेंगे और टोली बांटने वाले भी सबको बिठा करके टोली देंगे अब हम सुनते हैं आदरणीय भ्राता निर्भय जी से वरदानी बोल
शांति भाई बहनों अगर आप आपस में बात करेंगे तो मेरे को कौन सुनेगा बोलो ओम शांति एक बार और ओम शांति
ओके
आज के दिन हम
speaking. Today we are remembering Gulzar Dadi, a great day. See how Bab Dada gave a beautiful message to Gulzar Dadi and Baba again and again gave a signal of what we have to do. And today we are saying today that Dadi Janki is with us, she is very, she is, she is in the cottage.
उनकी तरफ से भी हम आप सबको बहुत बहुत ईश्वरी याद प्यार दे रहे हैं
सो लॉट्स एंड लॉट्स ऑफ लव फ्रॉम दादी जानकी टू ऑल ऑफ यू एंड Brother Brijmohan is sitting next to me. How much Baba has praised Delhi Nivasis. In 2010, Baba said these versions. So whatever expectations Baba has for Delhi, the Delhi Nivasis are keeping up to Bhaktara's hopes and expectations and are fulfilling that. So I congratulate the Delhi Nivasis for the wonderful services you are doing, even double foreigners or Agra Nivasi, Baba praise everyone. I remember after this Murli in Agra, Baba's service started and the art gallery in Agra started on the same road from where tourists go to Taj Mahal. And also Baba went to the double foreigners at that time. When Baba came, the double foreigners, maybe some are still here today also. 10 years ago they were here. Baba gave lots and lots of love and remembrance and congratulations. to the double foreign years. This Baba said this confluence age is very, very precious, very crucial, as we are hearing the news of the world. Baba's signals are always making us feel that yes, time is short and we have to speeden up our efforts, speeding up giving message. Shivratri is coming. It is very soon, in 2 weeks' time. So we should make a determined thought to serve the souls on Shiv Jayanti Day. So those of us hearing in this hall or are outside or anywhere in this country or any other country, congratulations to you for Shivratri as well. Now we will hear from Brother Brijmohan. His announcement before that, those brothers and sisters who have not taken gift, it is for those who are in Shantivan, they will get gift in the conference hall tomorrow morning. But I'm sure double foreigners have received gift. So, today beloved Baba has given us 6 months time. In these 6 months, we have to finish our old sanskars. And any center which is free of obstacles, if Baba comes to know, then Baba will give a prize to that center. So, you notice that this murli was spoken in 2010, and nearly 10 years have passed, but we haven't done it yet. So Baba has spoken this murli again, second time. So at least from now onwards for 6 months, we should be free of obstacles. And then when Baba was taking leave, many souls were sitting in front of Baba who are not here today. They have left their bodies. So we never know today we are here and tomorrow whether we will be able to sit in this hall or not. So we may get this chance or not. So we have to pay attention to every moment. Baba praised the Delhivasis and also gave them some homework. So now in the next 6 months, we should all come together and fulfill Bhaktada's hopes. Those souls who have not received the message yet, they should receive the message and do something new for that new type of service. No one should be left behind. And Delhi is an example. It is a role model. Whatever Delhi does, the whole world does. So I have great hopes in Baba's children of Delhi, and you will implement all this in life. The next time Baba should not say that you need more 6 months. You should be able to do within these 6 months. Any double foreigners sitting in the audience? All have nearly left, I think. So now I wind up, because now they are going to sing a song, Om Shanti. The song is, Baba, we will keep following your Srimad at every step. We will bring Srimad in our practical life. So like a promise to Baba in this song, Om Shanti.
Baba, hum chalte rahenge Srimad par kadam kadam. Oh Baba, hum chalte rahenge Srimad par kadam kadam. Aate rahenge, milte rahenge, aap se hum sab. हमारे संगम आते रहेंगे मिलते रहेंगे आपसे हम सारे संगम ओ बाबा हम चलते रहेंगे श्रीमत पर कदम कदम आते रहेंगे मिलते रहेंगे आपसे हम सारे संगम
बहुत सुंदर